Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. This is Martita Stanton. I'm again here today with Patty Wilson. Pastor Kevin is not here with us today, so I get to spend time with my friend today and talk about the Lord, which is something we love to do.
Yes, absolutely.
And so today I brought the topic. As you all know, we talk about a topic and we try to bring it to life. You know, and how do I apply it to my life today? Because I've talked to people that say, oh, the Bible, that's an old book. It doesn't apply for today. But my goodness gracious, it applies to every day and everything I do.
That's right. Every part of your life.
Yes, it's amazing. So, but anyway, I want to welcome you, Patty.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh, my gosh. Are you excited? I just can't wait to get into it.
I know. We always have fun.
So, this is what we're going to talk about today, importance of the scriptures. Every day we bring the Bible here and we want to talk about the Bible, we want to talk about the scriptures, but why? Why is this so important? Because there's a lot of believers out there that have a Bible and they never open it. And then they don't know what to do. They don't know who God is. They don't know who the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is. They don't know what the will of the Father is. They don't know what's expected or all the blessings or who they are in Christ, which is, you know, it's transforming.
It is.
So I wanted, to me, that was really important because my life as a believer didn't change until I started really knowing who God was and how much he loved me and what he did for me. And I was going by what everybody's teaching, you know, and then you go, okay, well, the Bible says, well, how am I sure that that's what the Bible says? We have to understand that a lot of cults and false religions use the word, use the scripture, but then they switch it and they add or take away. So it is so important that we know what the word says ourselves.
Exactly. Well, look at when Jesus was taken up and tempted by the enemy.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the devil used scripture.
That's right.
To come at Jesus.
That's right.
And so Jesus would quote back the scripture.
Yes.
And silence the enemy, and then he'd come back again, and he would use scripture. So the enemy knows the word, and that's why it's so important, as you said, that we know the word, so that we rightly divide what is truth and what is lie, what is taken out of context. And, you know, and I know what somebody taught me when I was first a believer, which really opened my eyes and set me free, because I was feeling really guilty because I had trouble reading. I wasn't in the Word all the time. I was never a reader. I didn't like to read. And so I would feel guilty. And she said to me one day, she said, well, you know, the Word is for you, not for God. And I was like, what?
Right.
And she said, you read the Word for you. God doesn't need the Word. You know, that God gave the Word for you so that you can learn, so that you can grow. And so it, whether I read the Bible or not, didn't really change how God felt about me, is what she really kind of opened my eyes to. He loves me no matter what. He loves me, but he wants me to read the Word because he wants me to grow, and he wants me to learn about him. He knows everything about us, but he wants us to know him, and we get to do that through his Word.
My goodness, you! This is what you're bringing me to. John 1:1-5. I'm reading from the NIV. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. As you were talking, that your friend said, the Word is for you, it's not for God. Well, the truth is that in the beginning when it says word here, it's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the word. So if we change this and say, in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God, he was with God in the beginning. Through Jesus, all things were made. Without Jesus, nothing was made that has been made. In Jesus was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So right there, it shows us, he doesn't need to read the word. He is the word. And for us to come to know Jesus, we need to read the word.
Amen.
Because that is, you know, people say, oh, but that's a whole bunch of do's and don'ts. No. The word is a love letter to us.
Mm-hmm.
The word is instructions and guide for us to have the best life ever.
Yes.
The devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. But the Lord came. Jesus came to give us abundant life. And he says more abundant.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we know that? Unless we read the word.
That's right. That's right. And today there are so many other avenues. If you're one of those people and you're just starting out and it's a new walk with you for the Lord, you don't have to sit down and read the word. You can watch the word and hear the word. There are so many, like, what's it called? The new one that's out there.
The Passion?
Yeah. Not The Passion. Chosen.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah,
yes.
And you can get Chosen, the series. You can get that on your iPad. You can get it, I believe it's on Netflix now, and it's on all those many, many different ones. And it's the Word of God, but it's done in like a movie platform. So the Word comes alive.
Yes.
And not only the Chosen, but there are many, many, the Book of Acts, the Book of Matthew, that are played out, and they are the Word. And you can actually follow along in your Bible.
Like you said, in Netflix, mm-hmm. I watch the book of Mark, John, and Luke,
mm-hmm.
and they just played it, and it was great.
It's awesome.
You know, and it was simple because I was ironing. So I will be putting it on, and I can iron and watch it. And all they said, it was word by word what the Bible was saying.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or you can just download it. You can put it on your phone, and you can listen to it when you're driving. I mean, there's so many ways that you can get the word in you.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing how the media, we can use it for the good.
That's right.
You know? And get together with friends, get a Bible study, go to church. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many ways. Listening to, like we're doing right now, we bring you, but this is so small. We're just trying to spark a hunger and a passion for you in you for the Lord and for the word.
Amen. It'll change your life. I mean, the word, you know, it tells us in the Bible, the word is alive.
Yes.
It's active. It's powerful. So it's a weapon for you, too.
That's
not just a learning tool, not just learning who God. The word of God is a weapon that you can use against the enemy when he comes at you.
Yeah, you can always say, it is written.
That's right.
Because the word has so much power. If we look at 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You know, in Psalms 119:05, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Yeah.
You know, when we really read the word to understand it and meditate on it, not just, oh, I read it. I did my thing. No, but when you read, it could be just a verse. It doesn't have to be a lot.
Uh-huh.
But meditate on it. Think about it. What does it mean? How can I apply that to my life? How can I get a hold of it?
Mm-hmm.
Inscribe it in your heart. Then it comes alive.
Yes.
You know? And that's what you need to do because it will transform you.
It does. It does. It gives you hope. I know there are times when you're just really low and feeling sad or blue or whatever it might be. And you can go to the Psalms, you know, anything like that, and begin to read. And all of a sudden, your hope is rising. You know, when you read the promises of God, your hope, your faith goes to another level. You're like, yes, God. And so it builds you up. So that you can go build others up. The word, too, it tells us that we're to study the word to show ourselves approved.
Yes.
And so you want to be able to, when you talk to other people, teach other people, regular conversation, you want to have it correct. You know, you want not just hearsay. You want to know that you know what you're talking about. And God yes. wants you to know what you're talking about.
And a lot of people say, you know, I believe in God. I am saved, but I don't have a relationship with him. Get in the word. Get mm-hmm. to know him. Get to know who he is. Get to know. Look, let me give you an example. And this is really quickly. Who is God the Father? He's the Most High. He's the Lord, your Redeemer. He is your helper. He is your provider. He is your refuge. He sanctifies and makes you holy. He's your healer. And he is your Abba Father. Abba Father is like saying he's my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a personal relationship with you. Remember Adam and Eve? He used to walk with Adam and Eve in the afternoons just to fellowship. That was lost through sin. Then he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us so we can have that relationship with him again.
Mm-hmm.
He was willing to send his son, his precious son, to die for us so he can have a relationship with us. Jesus Christ loved the Lord so much that he wanted us to have that relationship with him too. Therefore, he willingly became a man. He mm-hmm. humbled himself as a man to come to this earth, to live like us, to understand and live everything like we do. So we have no excuse
mm-hmm.
because he did it as a man. He didn't do it as God. Even though he was fully God,
mm-hmm.
he put that to the side and lived as a man so we can be reconciled with the Father. That is love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So let's see who Jesus wow. Christ is. And the word says he's the Savior. He's God with us. He's the Messiah, the anointed one. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the bread of life, light of the world, the way, the truth, the light. He is our mediator, wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. How do I know that? Because he's in the word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the word is amazing.
It is. And when you learn who he is, you can cry out to him in your time of need as whatever he is. What is yes. the characteristic? What is the personality that you need to show up in your life at the time? You know, I'm dealing with sickness, disease, and pain. I need you, God, my healer.
Exactly.
And you can go to the Bible and find those scriptures on healing. And you can use those to find your strength and your courage. Not only that, but, you know, you can come against the enemy
yes.
with the word of God. And it's like, no way, devil, by his stripes, I am healed.
Amen.
And say you're in lack. Well, you shared that he's our provider. The Bible teaches us that he's our provider. We can go to him and say, God, I have need of this. And your word says that you'll provide this if I trust you and put my faith in you. So I'm trusting you, Lord, to bring the rent money this week.
Yes.
And you'd be amazed at how in supernatural ways he'll show up. And he'll provide when you learn that he'll do that for you. He wants to be that for you. But you find that in the word and it's like, wow, can I really ask him for help to pay my bills this month?
That's right.
Sure you can.
And I'm asking you to be childlike faith.
Mm-hmm.
No child of mine ever asked me where the money was coming from.
Right.
He will just, they were like, okay, I know that when I'm hungry, I go and I say, Mom, I'm hungry and food is there and the clothing, you know, school was coming. I need new clothes. They never asked me, where do you get the money?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough money? It didn't ever faze them.
That's right. They just trust it because you're the parent. You're, you know, it's coming from you. And Mom and Dad, they usually have everything you need. Well, it's the same with God. He's got everything that you need.
Remember, he's your Abba Father.
Yeah, you're he's all in all.
Your daddy. So he is our provider. I love, like you said, you know, to bring the scripture and say, it is written, by your stripes I am healed. When we know the word, we can stand against anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's look at the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He's our advocate and our teacher. John 14:26. But when the Father sends the advocate as my representative. Now watch this. The Father is going to send the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you.
Mm.
It is the word is the one that builds our faith. It teaches us how to live and how to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes such a difference in this world.
It is, and I like what it says here in this scripture. It says, and the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything that I've told you. And when I was going to school at the university, and you were there over East Coast, I didn't realize how much I was learning. And then when I went on radio again, I was doing a couple shows a week on another station, and all of a sudden the word was just pouring out of me, and we had guests all the time, and you don't always know what they're going to talk about or say, but it was like it was there.
Yes.
Boom, boom, boom. It's because it was down on the inside of me. So it's like, yes, the Holy Spirit was reminding me of those things, and they were just coming up. I didn't even know it was in there. I didn't even realize I had really learned that.
Because one of the things that we need to remember is that we are spirit, soul, and body.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're teaching and we're learning, our soul is getting, our mind is getting, but our spirit is getting filled and it's growing and it's growing. Our spirit is fully perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Holy Spirit that comes and lives inside of us. Okay, and if we look in here, 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself anymore. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of us, and he teaches us things. So when we need that word and we think, oh, I can't remember this and I can't remember that, when we need that word, it comes right up.
It's there.
Because the word is not only for us, it's also for whoever's with us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we need it. I remember a time that I was lost and I couldn't find my way. And I broke down and I'm crying in the middle of the night. You know, I'm saying, Lord, I'm not going to make it home. And out of my spirit, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Mm. And all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And that came out of me. And I didn't even know where that verse was, but it kept coming up. And as I drove, I went straight home.
Awesome.
When I got to the house and I parked, it stopped. And I thought, where's that verse? Where's that verse? So a couple of Sundays later at church, the pastor was preaching and said that verse. And I went to him and I said, where do I find that verse? That verse saved my life.
Isn't that amazing?
The Lord will bring it up. But you need to feed it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to feed it. And you don't understand. You think, oh, I can't. Yes, it is in there.
Yeah, you're filling your storehouse. You know,
yes.
So then whenever you need it, you can go in there and grab it out, or the Holy Spirit can go in there and grab it out. And but if you're not in the Word, if you don't have the Word,
yes,
then you're not equipped. So
yes,
the Word equips us. We want that equipping,
yes,
in our lives to be ready for no matter what we face. And not that equipping's not only for us. When you're filling yourself with the Word, it's for others.
Yes.
It's always about others, not just us. We need,
yes,
the equipping because somebody else needs what you have.
Yes. We might be the only Bible they ever see.
Exactly.
We might be the person that they see right before they pass away. And we need to be filled with that, the Word of God, with His power, with His authority, with His Spirit,
mm-hmm,
so we can do His work.
Exactly.
We need to be prepared at all times. And the only way to do it is by reading the Word, understanding, meditating, spending time with the Lord, building that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's nothing like it.
Becoming like our God. Like you said, it's living and powerful. And Hebrews 4:12 says, for the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart.
Hmm.
I can't live without the Holy Spirit. I am so addicted to Him and dependent on,
mm-hmm,
Him that I don't trust me without Him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then it's Martita on the way looking through maybe dirty glasses, you know, or the perspective of being disappointed or pain or rejection or whatever was in my past versus seeing through Jesus' eyes. So I need the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to learn who He is. When I was saved, it was all about Jesus, which is all about Jesus. But they, the church I went to, they forgot the Father and Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incomplete. It's like I said, we're a spirit, soul, and body. My spirit needs a body to move around. The soul is who I am, my mind, my emotions, my feelings. If I don't have the spirit, I'm dead. If my heart is broken, I'm like a zombie walking around. And I need the body to be able to move.
Exactly.
The same thing is Father, Spirit, and Jesus. I need the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Father sent Jesus to die for my salvation.
Yeah.
The Father sent the Holy Spirit to fill me once I was saved. So they are a team. They're three in one.
Yeah.
And I need that.
You need all three. Each one is a different personality. And I know the Holy Spirit is your teacher. The Word tells us that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. So we need that. You probably can relate to this. You probably experienced it yourself. You just said you went to the other church that left out, you know, two parts. And I struggled with reading the Word when I was first saved. And it was hard. And I didn't understand a lot of it. And then I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Woo-hoo.
And I'll tell you what, it was like the Word came alive all of a sudden. And I couldn't get enough of it. Me and my girlfriend both received the Holy Spirit at the same time. And we would just sit there going through our Bible. Look at this. Did you know that? Oh, look at this. And we're just sharing all these. And we'd spend our day doing that. And we had so much fun. It was an adventure that we went on. But it was like the Holy Spirit was illuminating the Word of God, because the Spirit is our teacher.
Yes.
And it's simple. You know, if you're sitting there thinking, well, how do I do that? Well, just like you receive Jesus, Jesus, come live in my heart.
Yes.
You just say, Holy Spirit, come and fill me.
Yes.
Come. It's that simple.
Yes.
And you just open yourself up to receive, and He will fill you, and you'll be amazed at how the Word comes alive to you.
And if you want to learn more about the Holy Spirit, go to the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Read that book, because the Holy Spirit is not a thing. It's a person. It's full of life. Look at this, Acts 2:4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
Mm.
He will give you another language. And I'm telling you, when I don't know how to pray or I'm not sure about something, I just pray in the Spirit and let the Lord guide me.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit always helps me. In Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. This is great. Let's come back in just a minute.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853. Awesome in this place. Jesus, you are awesome
in this place. Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait
only for you. Oh.
Hello, everyone. Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I just wanted to take a moment and invite each and every one of you to our Christmas Eve services. It's going to be December the 24th at 4 and 5:30 p.m. here at Lighthouse Church, located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Please join us as we celebrate the joyous holidays and the birth of Jesus Christ here at our church.
Hi, and welcome back to Turn the Light On. This is Martita with Patty today, and we have been talking about the importance of the Word of God, which it really is a subject that touches my heart, because when I was a first believer, I didn't understand the importance of it. And as the years have gone by, I have learned how important it is for my life. And you know, we get to know how the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, we get to know who we are in Christ. That it's so important to understand that, because we are to live in Christ, become more like Christ. So the only way for me to do that is by learning who Christ is and the Father and the Holy Spirit. We need to learn the benefits and the authority and the power that the Lord has. And, you know, the word is timeless. This is in Isaiah 48. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. And that's important to me.
Yeah.
And to everybody. It is, we should realize the importance of, and we learned that the word of God is Jesus himself.
John 3:16 through 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for letting us know that. And to understand that he came to save us, not to condemn us, not to make us feel guilty, but to free us.
Exactly.
He came to love us. When you read the word, you learn these things, how much God the Father loves us, how much Jesus Christ loves us, how much the Holy Spirit wants lives inside of us and he wants to do for us. Let's read Proverbs 3:1-6. "My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Then they are tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." If we go into the word and really read it, to understand it, to receive it, to make it part of our lives, we will be completely transformed. We will have the instructions and the guidance that we need to live this life in an abundance of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Guys, we love you. Take your word, take the scriptures, pull them out, read it, and say, "Lord, talk to me. Give me discernment to understand." Be blessed. Until next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.